بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today's reminder is about the importance of this dunya. Many of us, we get caught up in the dunya, in trying to obtain different things from the dunya, whether it be money, whether it be a good spouse, whether it be cars, whether it be houses, whether it be professions, regardless of what it may be. We let ourselves get caught up in these things and we become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His religion. We let ourselves become too tired to practice the Sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And this shouldn't be. Because as we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't create us for anything except for His worship. Therefore, this is what should be most important to us. This is what we should be struggling to accomplish. Not to accomplish those things of this dunya that are going to pass away. But rather we should be working on establishing Allah's religion, so that we will see the rewards and we will reap the rewards of doing this, Yawm al-Qiyamah, that day that we stand in front of our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many times both in His book as well as on the tongue of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, warned us against the dunya and what the dunya really means. Because as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us over and over again, both in His book as well as on the tongue of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that we were created for no other reason other than to worship Him. Allah ta'ala has also warned us about the dunya and the fact that it is only a distraction. It's a test for us. Are we going to work towards establishing a dunya that will end up being taken away from us? Or are we going to work on establishing a place in the hereafter by gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure? And unfortunately, many times, even as Muslims, we put this dunya and those things that we gain in this dunya over pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put Allah's religion on the back burner to establish something that we may or may not get. And even if we obtain it, we may or may not be able to keep. And eventually it's going to go away from us anyway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of these ayat that we were talking about, He says, اعلموا إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And this is Surah Al-Tahdeed, Ayah number 20. Now let's think a little bit about this ayah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's explaining here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, know that the life of this world is only play and amusement, adornment and mutual boasting amongst you, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children. Is as of a likeness of vegetation after a heavy rain, that the growth is pleasing to the tiller or the farmer. Afterwards, it dries up and you see it turning yellow. Then it becomes straw. But in the hereafter, there is a severe torment for the disbelievers and the evildoers, and there is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His good pleasure for the believers and the good doers. Whereas the life of this world is only a deceiving enjoyment. Subhanallah. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this thing that we chase on a regular basis. We delay our salah, or we delay the prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our jobs, so that we can obtain dunya. We don't fast the way we should be fasting for some reason of obtaining something here in this dunya, or pleasing certain individuals in this dunya. We leave off so much of our religion. We don't even worry about a lot of times finding halal ways of making money and earning income. Because what's important to us is not pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not gaining Allah's forgiveness and His pleasure yawmul qiyamah, but rather it's obtaining money, obtaining wealth so we can obtain more dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains here that this dunya is only a deceiving enjoyment. It's only something that will distract the people. So we need to be, as Muslims, aware of this distraction. We need to fight our desires. We need to work on trying to get ourselves together and our hearts together so that we are working together to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can actually have those things that we want, those things that we're working for. Because the only time we're going to get those things and they will remain with us is in the hereafter. We sit around and we enjoy ourselves, watching TV, playing on the computers, hanging out with our friends, talking about absolutely nothing, when we could be actually using this time to gain a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could be making dhikr, making remembrance of Allah ta'ala. We could be praying a couple extra sunnah. We could be actually sitting amongst our friends and talking about the book of Allah and the sunnah of His messenger, not talking about Facebook and Twitter and Google and all of the rest of these things. We don't have to be sitting around talking about one another, but we can actually be talking about the lives of the Sahaba and the sacrifices they made so that Islam can be sent to us the way it was. We can be teaching one another aspects of the religion. We could be going to the masjid and learning these things rather than going and hanging out at the mall, rather than hanging out on the streets on the weekends. We could be finding ways to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can be gaining His pleasure. But instead, we're so worried about making new friends, keeping the ones that we have that do nothing but call us to evil, the ones that call us to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis. Those same people that we call friends, or they call themselves our friends, that make us feel funny when we're trying to practice the sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the best of creation. But we will never get anywhere as individuals, and we will never get anywhere as a nation, until we begin to understand that that which really matters is that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is His pleasure and His reward. These distractions that are put in our faces on a regular basis, these are things that we should not turn to except that we need them. We should get what we need from this dunya. Nobody's telling you, okay, well, turn away, don't work. We're not telling you, okay, turn away from the people, don't talk to the people. No. Because you're going to have to interact with the people. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to gain some type of employment. But what we are saying to you is that when you do these things, you should be concerned, or more concerned, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you are in trying to gather extra, in trying to race to gain all of these things at the cost of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's not worth it. Because one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call each and every one of our souls back, and we're going to have to answer about our time and how we spent it. Do you really want to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to explain why it was that you left off so much of his religion and so many of his commands and came so close to, if not participating in, so many of those things that he forbade us from participating in for the sole purpose of gaining this dunya that it is known that it will be ripped from our hands eventually anyway? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who see the reality of this dunya and what it's worth, and be of those who understand that this dunya is nothing and it's not worth trading for our peace of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins and enter us into His Jannah, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك